that we're up to. Thirdly, talking halachot of business. Yeah. So someone if someone is hired as in a job, and part of the contract is that they'll give him a certain amount of money for the trip. Yeah? How much it takes him to come to Gamin and go back home. Okay, they'll give him 13 shekels a day, plus 1380, whatever it's cost today, for two way to come in and to go out. But this guy, he does the kosher, he does the bodudut for an hour every day. He says, you know what? I'll do the hourly bodudut on the way to work. So I'm going to walk. Okay? On the way home from work. So he didn't spend the money. Still, the employer, the person who's making it work, the employer, the boss, is obligated to give him the money for the trips. Because that's in the contract. That he gets the money for the trip. He could do whatever he wants with the money. He could run if he wants. But the money is supposed to go to him. What he does with the money, he can do whatever he wants. Some places, they write in the contract, will give you the money when if you give us the receipts. That's a different story. Only if you have receipts, you'll get the money. If you don't have receipts. But if Stam, it says, you get 50 shekels a month for a kartisia, for a ticket for going back and forth, 50 shekels a month, he gets the 50 shekels a month. What he does with it, he does whatever he wants with it.
Just get work on time.
Get there in time, exactly. Okay.
That's the law is here in this country. If it's more than two bus stops,
you get the thing.
You get rights to have a bus ticket. That's what I was told.
Okay.
If you have to, if it's two bus stops, then you have rights. If you're going from your house to work. It's more than two bus stops.
They're obligated even the money for
transportation. For a bus stop.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So go on as much as you can. Dmei Chufsha. A thing called Dmei Chufsha. You get paid for not working. What is that?
Vacation money.
Yeah. You get paid for vacation money. Yeah, vacation money. What's that? מעבידים ועובדים מן הראוי שיסתכלו ביניהם בטרם מתקבלים לעבודה. אילו חופשות יינתנו במהלך השנה? כמה מהם יהיו בתשלום? ואילו על חשבון העובד? לא סופו לבין מראש, הולכים לעושה עבודות לפי המנהג קיים באותו מקצוע באותו מקור. The best thing is that when a person gets hired for work, or if he hires someone for work, right, for the year, so he should... They should talk about how many days does he have off. I mean, usually it's like that also. I know my father-in-law, he gets certain days that a certain amount of days that he gets off a year. But he could choose which days he can work. They don't care if he comes on Shabbos and work. Okay? the company where he works. Come whenever you want. But this is the amount of days that you have to be at work. So some people prefer taking them al-chol ha-moed to take off, not to work. Some people want to do it at the time with the family.
Well,
it's certainly
national holidays that everybody gets off.
But that's a part of the...
Huh?
That's a part of the country.
Right.
Yeah. Shabbos, Ken, and Yom Tov, and national holidays. Of course they're fine. In America, there's no national holidays.
Yeah, I think, what is his name? Okay, what is Yom HaShoah?
It's like Tisha B'Av. Hey, you don't work at Tisha B'Av. You don't go to Atzmaut. You're right. Same thing.
No, but they're what's called banking holidays.
Okay. So, and if they didn't agree, so you go by normal, well, usually they give in that job. They give you 10 days off, good, 10 days a year off, besides the Shabbat and everything. Okay.
Isn't the day off?
Yeah, of course.
It's
according to law.
Every 2 years now?
Sometimes it's every 2 years.
I've been able to vote in this country. Let's see, how many times? How many years? 11 years, right? 11 years I could vote already in this country. And I think there were at least 5 elections in these past 11 years. I didn't say I voted in these elections. I probably voted only in 2. One I voted for Marzel, Baruch Marzel, many years, 10 years ago. And I think I voted for Shas the other time. But, and I'm not voting now. I'm voting not to vote. It's my personal opinion. You know,
well, you're that. Talking about vacation time.
Yes.
For them, it's 24/7.
You come to yeshiva regular, everything's regular. You want to vote, you vote in your private time. You come to yeshiva regular, everything works. I know that in Breslev, here in Yerushalayim, they were very, very against voting. All the rabbanim of Breslev were very against voting for the state.
He was under a lot of pressure, not because Shmuel Shapiro
was very against.
Shmuel Shapiro, yeah.
And he convinced Rabbi Yitzchak not to vote. That's what says in the book. So I'm not telling you what to do. Whatever you want to do. Now we're talking about halachot over here. Shimush avdim berchush ma'avid. Oh, asur la'oved or poel ishtamesh b'mamon ha'ma'avid v'rechusho letzrachav pratiim lo kabalat rishut meforeshet kach merosh. Bichlal zeh shimush b'tziud misradi, tzilum mismachim, shimush b'telefon, faks, tziat matafot, niyarot v'chadomeh. ידוע באופן ודאי שהמעביד מרשה הדבר מותח, בשום אופן אין לסמוך על מנהג המקום, מנהג זה תחילה גם מוצרים ומפעלים יכולים להיות מכרזון, והערה טוב. This is thing that happened a lot. If you are hired somewhere, you're working in an office, and you need to use the copy machine, you need one copy. So no, one copy, what does it cost? It doesn't cost him anything anyways. So I'll do it. That's true. It's gezel. He can't do something unless you know he doesn't care. Not you know. He told you. You know, if he tells you, you know, by the way, if you have a little personal things that you need to make a copy, make a phone call, I'm fine, I agree. Okay? But if you don't know, you can't make a personal phone call on his lines. And he can't... Make a copy papers on his expense. So
I have a story for that.
Unless he lets you, he doesn't let you. And if you want, you have to ask permission.
I was working in school. We had a rub who would copy off his own manuscripts. When we finally got the bill from the Xerox company, it was $10,000, which we couldn't account for.
Okay.
We finally tracked it down to him.
That's not a happy story.
Yeah.
There's Rav Hyman in Torah Vadas. He was a big, he's also a people, he used to be aides with him. And somebody saw him that whenever he got a phone call, afterwards he would write down this little black book that he had. So if somebody once asked him, what are you doing? He says, I'm working here, they're paying me for my hours, you know. But people follow me, and they have shilas, and they have this, and they have consultations with me. So I write down the time that I spent on that, to make sure, and then I pay it back the time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. FMOs. תפילת במקום העבודה עובדים או פועלים אינם רשאים להתפלל על חשבון בעל הבית זה לא הסכמתו פורשת לפי גר יש לעשות כל השתדלותו גם לעבודה workers right? You can't daven on the time of the employer on his time of work so you have to daven unless he tells you go daven or he knows that there's mincha time he tells you there's a mincha here at 1 o'clock, you can go daven there. But yeah, then you know you can go daven there. But otherwise, you daven after. You daven on your break. You daven in your free time.
Sitek. There's a company in Prestia called Sitek. They've computerized patterning machines for fabrics and for setting up page setups for magazines and newspapers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I worked there almost 30 years ago. There was a Beit Knesset in the building, and there was what they had was a longer than usual. The company in general had a longer than usual lunch break,
so people could daven. Yeah. So dafka in that time they should go daven.
In the building, they had a lunch room.
And they served
with the cafeteria that they served.
So dafka at that time you should go daven.
What if they wanted to smoke also? Do they get two breaks? Yeah, smoking break too.
Okay. In the building, you think you weren't allowed to smoke in the building.
Right.
I don't remember anybody smoking there at all. Kind of could mess up a lot of things if you smoked in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. So they don't smoke anywhere.
No, do they get two breaks? Does one of them smoke? They daven and they smoke? Do they get both?
I guess we're doing lunch break and go out of the building and smoke.
Oh.
Or there was maybe a special order, I don't remember.
They don't have the smoking break anymore.
Halanat Sachar. There's a Yistur of Halanat Sachar. Not paying someone on time. Mitzvat Asre min HaTorah Latet Sachar Sachir Bizmano. There's a mitzvah that said Oraita to pay someone you hired in the right time. In the time that you told him you can get paid. Okay? Tamasik Oved Opoel Enonotem Sacharam. And someone who hires a worker and is not, doesn't pay him on time, over b'chamisha lavim, that mitzvah does say. He's transgressing five lavim, five negative commandments, and a positive commandment. Six commandments, that's a big avera.
You also have to pay the employer's portion of the taxes for the employees.
That they take off automatically. אפילו החסיר סכום פעול למשכורת אלא כי מחלו לו. Even if he's giving him a little bit less than what he said, listen, I'll give you the extra 50 shekels later. If the guy does not moichel, he's over on 6 lavim, the employer. Okay. This is all if it's agreed, they agreed on a certain date. And if they didn't agree on a certain date, every day he has to pay. What do you work today? 5 hours? You take on your shekel. Okay. Whether you work 6 hours, you take the money. If you have a certain date or at the end of the work, fine, we set up. That's when you have to pay the whole thing. Soon we'll talk about not paying rent on time. טוב. קטן שעבד כשכיר גם כן אסור לכבוש את משכורתו והקרן משמשים הקטנים מכירת הבא מניח אדם המתחים להם שאומרים. Okay. Same halacha also is regarding if you hire children, babysitter, right? A girl who's 11 years old. Also, you have to pay her mamash then, on time, not later. And you hire kids, they sell alba minim, he's under 13. Also, the same halachas. Ma'abid v'obed yisikmu b'rosh b'opem n'forad m'zgirat ha'avodah, et ha'sachar sh'nitin ha'avodah, itu yatashlum u'shar ha'chobot, ha'zchuyot b'giyot, b'chad zir, p'shot b'avrad, v'nistil v'domeh. Okay, יפה מאוד. Now, they, each one when he goes to work, he should talk with the person that he hires or the person that has been hired. Clarify everything down to the last detail. Clarify everything. Ma baya? How many days do I have off? How many hours of work do you want me to work? How much are you paying me? When are you paying me? Everything should be. What do you want for me to do? Tell me what my job includes. Okay, tell me exactly what my job includes on this. Okay, everything should be clarified. When everything is clear, there's no problems. There's no problems when there's gray areas. When there's gray areas, then problems come about.
It can be orally, it doesn't have to be in writing.
It's true. Yeah, but it's better if it's in writing.
Uh-huh.
If they did not agree on certain things, so they go what the normal thing in this job is, and whatever the employer says, that's what goes. We go by what the employer decides, that that's what goes. So, because he's the one paying. You want more money from me, so tell me why I should pay you more. No, I meant that you'll here stay here till 7. Who says 6:30? 7 every day. הסוחר פועל או מעביד עובדים ואינו משלם שכרה, מושק שכר שכיר עובד באיסור גזל בין עובד ידיעו גוי. כן? If someone doesn't pay people on time, doesn't matter if the worker is Jewish or not. He doesn't pay him on time, עובר on גזל. You're not allowed to steal from someone who's not Jewish. It's איסור דאורייתא.
But you can speak Lashon Hara about him, right?
I don't know. Could?
I don't know. Somebody told me you couldn't do it because I was saying something. He says, "Oh, it's okay. It's not Jewish." Have you ever heard anybody?
There's a lot of idiots in the Jewish world.
But I mean, have you ever heard anyone like that?
I don't want to speak Russian about anyone. I don't care if Jewish or not.
I don't know. This is what somebody told me. I said, I really said, I feel the same way.
There's a lot of morons in the Jewish world.
Well, everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. That's what speaks. Let's speak Russian or we've carried this under Rav Elgar's class and also.
What did he say?
You're not supposed to speak Lashon Hara. You're a goy or
a Jew. That's beautiful. That's perfect. Yeah. And that, but this person was telling me, no.
It's fine excuses why he could say what he wanted to dirty his mouth. Okay, no, fine.
Okay, so then
it's on JerusalemCast.com. It's under Rav Maimon or Rav Elbred.
So now listen to this. So you're working in a yeshiva. And the yeshiva, without telling you, they say the meister is ours. It's asur for them to do that. They can decide with you to begin with, listen, meister is ours, and you decide if you want the job or not. But they, after you start, didn't say a word. They're taking off the meister for themselves. It's asur. It's the person who gets paid, he decides where the meister goes to. Maybe he gives the meister to clothe his kids. Maybe he gives the money to the school where his kids learn. That's how he pays his debt. So he can't. The place cannot take it for themselves. Can't force them to. They could either for the begin with to make this as an agreement, or maybe this person's not chayav the meiser. He's living in debt. He's paying his debts. He's not chayav the meiser.
Kibbutzim not to him. I don't hold on something I know. There's a theoretical salary that everybody gets.
Theoretical?
But because they get part in cash. The only part they get
food, clothing.
In clothing allowance and trip allowance. That's included in what their salary is, including both the housing. And so there's a maser on that, and they get to choose. Do you want us to take away your maser, or do you want us in your head that you can put it where you want?
Very good. Fair enough. Oved amuasak al basis sachar yomi. Avodah mistayemet b'oto yom. B'od yom. Miyad b'tov b'tov chavad shem b'schavor l'chol ha'mukhar ad shkel ha'chamash b'oto yom. Mistayem avodah b'lai l'chol ha'shem ad ha'shachar. Now, if you hired someone to work by you, or you're hired by someone, and the job finishes during the day, and it's a daily basis, paid per day, the employer is responsible to pay the worker before sunset. Beyomo titen scharo, it says. And that day that he worked, you give him the money. Wow. And if the job finished at night, so he has until the morning to pay him.
Halacha for everybody, not only for only is. It's only a Yiddish worker, or is it an
also for going.
So if you're a Yiddish owner, if you ask, we have to do it even for going.
Okay. Pay him on time. What's on time? That day. What's that day? Day till the end of the day. Night till the end of the night.
Very good.
That's if it's a daily basis. Right. You're paying daily.
Yeah.
A lot of times you pay per project. But that's a different thing. Weekly, monthly, every 2 weeks, whatever you decide. Yeah, but if it's a daily payment, so that's how you pay it. Some people, they get paid daily. There's jobs like that.
What if they don't pay? What does the person do?
Who's the person? The person who's not getting paid,
or
the person who's not paying?
The person who's not getting paid, the worker.
He waits till the guy pays him.
What if he doesn't pay? If he goes to Beis Din, if he has a contract, good. If not, tough luck. Yeah. So if you bring in your car to be fixed, and they fixed it, they give you the bill, you have to pay it that day that it was fixed. Meaning if it was daytime, till sunset. If it was nighttime, till the morning. That's the halacha. But if you ordered something from someone, you ordered, he's making you furniture. He's making it, he's a nagal. He's building now an inbuilt closet. Okay, and he finished the work, and he went home. He didn't give you the bill yet. You don't have to pay him until he gives you the bill, because he's building it. You didn't get anything yet. Once he gives you the bill, it's not that you gave him your car and he fixed it and he's giving you back to you. When he gives you the bill, that's when you pay him. He did it and he went on vacation. It's his own problem. He gave me the bill. I'm responsible to give you the money. Okay. If a person get, I know a case like this, a person get hired and they told him a certain salary that they get yet, but they told him that the company is in problems, and therefore it could be that they might miss a month, and then they'll pay it up, and slowly they'll give him more and more. So he's not transgressing any avela, because that's the way you came into the job. You knew that this is the situation, so we have to wait. What can we do? Okay, so המעביד רשאי לפרוע משכורת בצ'ק, על זה ידיעת ראש מנת לשלום משכורת, אולם אין אפשרות שבצלו, יפה מאוד. Now, if, so the day came, that he has to pay me, I get paid every 20th of the month. Fine, I get a check, and it says on the check, the 21st of the month. But we said in the contract, I get paid on the 20th of the month. What do I have to do with the check of the 20th? Nothing, it's a piece of paper, it's worth nothing. Only 21st they go and cash it in, right? So the person, the employer is over on the avera. You can't give me a post-dated check. You have to give me a check for the day that we decide that you're paying me at. If you want to give me a post-dated check, you have to decide. We'll tell you, listen, I'm giving you every 20th of the month, I'll give you a 21st check. So that's fine. But you can't give a post-dated check to someone and say, here, I'm paying you for that. Isu de Waita. A lot of Isu in the Waita. Six. It's going to be very. I'm thinking of all kinds of cases that happen to me like that.
Think it out loud.
People pay my wife. They said, half we're giving you for today and half for next week. Fine.
Next week comes.
No, fine. Oh. They gave a check now, two checks. One for now, one for later. But it's not right to do that. Unless you decide from the beginning. The person worked, he wants his money today. My wife, she works photography, so she sometimes people come. She tells them, by the end of the evening, I want the money. Not half, not the end of the evening, the wedding or whatever it is, I want the money. So that's what you just have. So you have to pay. People say, "Oh no, only when you give me back the pictures or whatever." If that's what they decide, it's fine. But if they didn't decide, if they decide otherwise, the person has to pay on that time. You can't play games with it. It's 5 doraita, 6 doraita, 6 doraita. Don't mess with this. Pay on the right time. So, what is the end of the? Okay, two more halachot. המעביד עובדים בפועלים שונים, כמו בשיפוץ דירה או מטבח, בשעת פירעון, שכר רם, אין לו אלא צ'ק לסחוק, היום יהיה כיום, אז נביא טוב. So now, let's say you're a קבלן. You're a קבלן, you're a contractor, builder, contractor כזה, and you're doing someone's kitchen, doing someone's apartment, and you have five workers, the job is finished, it took a week, the job finished, the comes about a bite, gives you a check, 10,000 shekels. In this 10,000 is included everything you bought, all your workers, you yourself. So you can't tell your workers, listen, tomorrow come, I'll cash it. No, you have to go. You're the balabai. It's your workers. You made them work. You have to go that day, find someone who's willing to cash your check, break it up, and give them, pay them all on time. Because the person who hired you,
paid you on time.
He paid you on time, but he didn't hire them. You hired them. Also, it's the same thing. This time I'm bringing example of my life. My wife.
We gotta figure this thing out with your wife. We gotta get it on the.
A lot of times, almost every day, many times, she's hired for a wedding. So at a wedding, she's in the women's section, just a regular camera. Yeah. Then she has a guy. She hires the guy. Then she has a video man and a video woman.
Wow.
And sometimes there's more things. There's magnets, I don't know, whatever people want. Someone carrying all this. And they pay her at the end of the day. So she's responsible to pay them all at the right time. Okay? And that night. They're responsible to get the money at that night. Okay? So someone gives her a big check. So she, I tell you that she's very tzaddikah, my wife. She always takes cash with her in case they gave her a check or something she can't pay them. She always takes cash from home so she can pay them and she'll deal with the check later. And that's what you have to do. You're responsible to pay them on the right time. It's a halacha. You hear? You also hire people, right? Even if you got a check for the whole business, it's your responsibility to pay your workers. Okay?
Well, that's my clients. They don't pay me.
But it depends on the contract condition. Is it a contract from your wife
right.
to pay you each month? So
no, but I'm saying if it's just per job. Yeah, you're right. It depends on the contract. Okay. But usually the contract says at the end of the evening you pay me the money, right?
I pay my guys, yes. My clients don't pay me.
It's Issu Doraita.
Yeah.
Six is doing five lavim and one.
Say we forgot. We didn't know we had to pay tonight. Oh, that's a break.
You speak before. So sometimes they tell, you know what they tell my wife.
They hire somebody. How do you not bring money? It's just, you know, that's
no. Sometimes they tell my wife, listen, we're paying from the money of the wedding. So can we push it up one day?
Right.
So if you ahead of time you decide, like you just said, so yeah. Fine. And by yeah. Because sometimes they do. They pay from the money they got in the wedding.
Right, yeah.
So fine, bestedo. So they ask, please, can we wait one more day, two more days, so we can organize the money. So fine, bestedo. But stam kacha, end of the work. The question is, what's considered the end of the work? So by you, it's very simple. They ate the food. Well, it's more complicated because they have to get the pictures also. So she tells them specifically, the end of the evening, I want my money. So that's what she said.
I like that.
Right, maze.
It's strong.
Sometimes they don't want to tell you, you know what, for the printing you can pay me later. For the printing you can pay me later. But for the work I want to make. So, anyways.
It's hard.
What do we have here? A few more halachot that we'll finish in a few minutes. Now, if you hired people now, and something is going on now in the company, and suddenly in the middle of the year there was a, and now, and you can't get credit from the bank, and you can't pay them everything, you have to pay them less. So you have to see if it's people who are more needy, give those workers the money before you give the people which could anyways work around it somehow. Okay. Okay, and but it's a midat. It's a if a person he shouldn't get in the situation. Even if he has a situation, he should do anything. Even if he lend money or whatever he can do to pay his workers on time.
What about if both parts agree something written, right? And then afterwards they agree something different by form, verbal.
You go by what's written.
Yeah, Judge Judy said the same thing. It's whatever is in the four corners of the paper.
Whatever says there.
Even if he has witnesses or something.
Yeah, so if there's witness, so you go by the witness, of course. Witness is the most powerful thing in the Torah. We get married with witnesses, as you saw last night. Married and also separate.
It's a beautiful
chuppah. And he did the wedding was completely separated. It's very nice. Big simcha. Wherever he went, at the schut, huh? And Rav Shalom was so, making everyone so happy, it was just amazing. It was really nice.
And then he goes for the witnesses.
Ken. And there's witnesses who said, we saw the contract and we heard them afterwards decide otherwise.
How many?
Two. Minimum of two. So one is a clue. One could force the other one to swear, to give a shvua, the Sefer Torah and everything. But today we don't do so much shvua, not because it works shvua, but since today people degrade shvua, they don't, they're mezalzel. Yeah, ani nishba, betach, ani nishba. So basically, doesn't like that anymore. Tov, one more halacha. Chiyuv asachir b'lad ba'abayit. Kedesh shemuzar ba'abayit shekdesh asachir. Ken. So, just like we spoke till now, how much the employer has to take care of his workers. The last halacha is the worker has to take care of the employer also. He hired you to do a certain job, you have to work for him. Okay? You can't play games. Right? You have to work with all your koach. Like we saw, Yaakov Avinu, it says, he told his wives, Rachel and Leah, Aten, you know. Now with all my koach, I worked to your father. I worked for your father. So we see that you have to work with all your koach, as much as you can, whatever you can, you work. Tov, ad kan halachot. And the next, and on Yom Rishon, Bezat Hashem, the next shiur that we give here will be halachot of tzedakah. Okay, halachot of tzedakah and maaser and when are you obligated, how much are you obligated, and because. What?
And how many times?
How many times? What? Every second person comes over, you have to give everyone, not have to give everyone. All these halachot. Now we're going to learn Briti Shalom.